Welcome home, darling. Lamar. Let's just say I'm a friend of your wife. A very intimate friend, you might say. Aww. Don't give me that look. It's not her fault. I mean, with how much of a crybaby you are, I can understand why she didn't tell you. I mean, who would want to deal with a sniveling, pathetic excuse for a man and his childish little tantrums? But her and I thought that it was probably about time you were confronted with the truth and given a choice. Your beautiful wife here is bored. In fact, she's been bored out of her brains for years. And she was sad, depressed, even. Didn't know what to do. Until she met me. I made her happy. I made her feel satisfied. I made her feel loved. Like, did you wonder or even notice that your wife had been smiling more these past few months? It's all been thanks to me. I've been taking her out on dates, pampering her with gifts, watching shows with her, making her feel like a woman. Face it, you don't bring anything to the table. You never did. You were her first love, and she just felt bad leaving you. She thought she was meant to be miserable, to make you happy, and you never noticed. Because you're nothing but a lazy, worthless, small-dicked piece of trash. And you know I'm right. I mean, you can't even think of anything to defend yourself, can you? I mean, when was the last time you satisfied her in bed? And I mean, that is sad. Like, in years. You couldn't find out how to please her. Yet it took me less than a night. And I will tell you this. She is rather sensitive. So that makes even more pathetic that you failed. It's not right, baby girl. Look at her face. I'm just rubbing her leg and she's already blushing. I love how honest she is. And she's such a kind person as well. I was originally thinking of just dumping your ass and leaving you out to dry. And I'm not gonna lie. Once she told me what she had in mind, I was all for it. And I don't mind being merciful once in a while. So we're giving you a choice. You can stay, keep your wife, your house, but only if you submit to us. That's right. Did I stutter? Maybe I need to go a little bit slower for someone with a pea-sized brain like you. You've lost your right to your manhood. If you ever had one in the first place, because let's be honest, she told me everything about your little, tiny, insignificant friend down there. And honestly, I think calling you a man is an insult. You belong to us from now on. You'll be nothing more than our cute little slave. That is, if you want to keep everything you've worked so hard for, like your house, your car, your money, your beautiful wife. I mean, look at her. Isn't she just fucking intoxicating? They have no idea how lucky you are that she's put up with you for so long. Any other woman would have left you so long ago. Ditched you like the insect you are. But she's not like that. She's a saint. And you are nothing but an ugly mutt compared to her. And like the mutt you are, you need an owner to set you straight. But don't worry. If you're a good little bitch, your life will become so much easier. But it's not like you're anything important anyways. You're not a CEO. You're not a political figure, and you're certainly not a popular man. What is there to lose? So come on, submit, and I promise you will love your new life. And I'm sure you fantasized about it before, submitting to two beautiful women. Doing everything they demand you to do. Not to mention, have you noticed how excited your wife is? It's probably the most excited you've ever made her. That I'm sure that she's going crazy thinking about overpowering you. And putting you in your place. I'm sure you wish you could have a taste of that, don't you? But there is something that I need to make sure you understand. While I may be open to keeping you as a puppy, your wife is mine. She is my woman, not yours. She belongs to me, and you belong to us. Do I make myself clear, or do I need to show you? Come here, sweetheart. Let's prove it to him. Your lips are so sweet. Tell me, Matt. How does it feel to see your wife kiss someone else in front of you? And enjoy it so much more than she ever did kissing you. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll get a taste eventually. As long as you prove yourself willing to submit. Or are you going to pack up and leave with your miserable life? Or are you going to submit and show us that you accept your new place? Yes. Great. Then get on your knees. Come on. I'm not very patient. I've had to waste so much time explaining things to you. So I won't repeat myself again. Get on your knees. And don't speak back to me. Good girl, good girl, good girl. Now bark. Yes, I said bark. Like the good little bitch you are. Louder. Good. But I didn't say stop. Keep going. Entertain us. Now get on all fours and crawl to us. You know what, honey? You're right. They do indeed look quite cute like this. You heard that, Matt? You're finally worth something. No one ever wanted you for you. In fact, no one ever cared about you. But now, we care. And you make us happy. Isn't that great? You spent all your life trying to find your place in the world. And now, you finally have. Good girl, good girl, good girl. We should probably give you a name, shouldn't we? That. As a man, I was calling you a mutt because I wanted to degrade you, insult you. But as our cute little bitch, as our good girl, I don't want to be that mean to you. After all, you're doing your best to improve, so I should reward you. But how should we name you? It needs to be something cute. But I don't want it to be too cute since, you know. Let's just say that some of our plans aren't the most innocent. So I don't want anything that makes me feel bad. I feel that something like Ruby would be too much of a stripper name. Tell me, honey, do you have any ideas? That this was your plan after all, so I don't know if you have any name in mind. Oh, I like that. But I personally think that Ashley is the perfect name for you. We can cut it down to Ash if you want to be kinky. And Ashley for those sweeter moments. Like in the morning when we have you dressed up as a maid, making us breakfast. Oh. What? Did you not think about the maid part? Oh, don't worry. We'll get to that soon. That, I mentioned it already. But we have a lot of plans for you. You'll eventually grow to love it, though. Because we're going to fill that empty little head of yours with thoughts of submission and a desire to be more and more feminine. Because we are going to make a proper lady out of you. Aren't you lucky? But we'll probably have to start working on your manners because, from what I've heard and what I've seen, you're severely lacking. Maybe if you start looking like your new role, you'll act like the feminine little bitch you're meant to be. We even have an outfit all readied up for you. That we knew you would agree. I mean, we didn't really give you a choice, did we? I can tell by your expression that you don't like it. But no one cares what you like. No one ever did. But now at least, there's a reason. And that's because what we like is what you like from now on. So, put it on, okay? That I told you life is going to be so much easier. And that includes that you won't ever have to think again. All you have to do is be a good girl and obey. I do have to say, though, it was quite sweet of you to shave everything off. I know your wifey here told you to do it ahead of time, with the excuse that she wanted to have some fun with you. Did you ever imagine that this was the reason for it? Now, take all those things off. But you won't ever be wearing your guy clothes again. After this, we'll be giving them off to charity. Because you'll be dressed up nice and girly 24/7 from now on. There we go. Already an improvement. But let's start you off with these nice and shiny thigh highs. They're going to make your legs look so cute. I have a red Pantheon bra set here. We'll leave the bra for later. For now, just put on the panties. Don't they feel nice and soft? Much better than your old underwear, right? I bet you won't even miss your old underwear. You look so cute already. Nice and girly. What do they call it? A femboy. But I don't really want it to stop there. No, no, no. I don't want anyone to think that you were ever a man. I want people to look at you like a woman. Because in our eyes, you lost the right to call yourself a man a long time ago. So it's better that you just embrace it. Now, in order to help with that, your wife and I got you something very special. We got you these adhesive breast pads. Basically, the way they work is that we glue them to your chest. And there are different types. Some are to be worn for a short while. These are meant to be worn for a long period of time. And whenever they, quote-unquote, fall off, I'll just clean you up and put them right back on. Because I want you to have a cute pair of breasts. That way, no one will be able to call you a man. The wife and I had a fair bit of discussion of how big we wanted them to be. I honestly wanted to go all the way and give you double D's, but she said that for your first pair, we should be nice and go with a C instead. So, since you are her husband, I thought I should grant her the ability to choose. So we got you a nice C-cup. Are you ready to have tits? Don't worry. It'll just burn a little bit. That's right. Enjoy the sting on your skin as they glue themselves onto your body. I'll have you know, by the way, the only way to get them off is when they fall off on their own, which means that you'll be stuck with them. It's not great. There will be no way for you to go back to being a man. You'll be stuck with a nice, juicy pear. They look so cute. Now just put on the bra. And perfect. How's it feel to have a woman's chest? Does it feel good? Good girl, good girl, good girl. Why don't you have a small jump for us? Hmm? Come on. Just a little jump. Oh, how cute. Look at them bounce. They feel so realistic, don't they? I'm sure it won't take long for you to get used to your new weights. But we can't have you running around in a bra and panties, right? We got you one very important part for your outfit. A beautiful maid dress. But since you are our slave, we thought it would be fitting to dress you up as a maid. Do you like it? It comes with a corset as well, making sure that you have a nice, thin waist. Lift your arms up for me and I'll help you put it on. But I expect you to get dressed on your own from now on, but for this first time, I'll be gentle and I'll show you the ropes. All you have to do is lift up your arms, slip it from the top, and then from the back, you pull the strings. Quite tight, right? And that's not even all the way. There we go. Now we tie it up with a nice little bow. And look at you. Hourglass figure. It even makes your ass look nicer. Although, you know what would make it look even nicer? If you put on a nice pair of heels. It'll take a while for you to learn how to walk in them properly. But we're willing to be patient with you. Because they'll make you look so sexy. We got you a nice red pair. That'll stand out whenever you go out. Oh, yes. But your hair might be long, so we don't need a wig, but we still need to style it. So, tomorrow, we're taking you to the salon to get you all pampered up, nice and girly. Now we are going all the way with this. I said it earlier, and I'll say it again. You don't need to think. All you need to do is enjoy yourself and obey. Believe me, that'll just make everything so much easier for you. You'll be our cute little airhead. Another thing, which you will need to do from now on, is that whenever we come home, we expect you to greet us face down, ass up, posturing yourself before us. And when we go to bed, well, we expect you to wait on the side till you're called for. Because while your little friend may be useless, have you ever heard of split roasting? Yes. That's good. And have you ever heard of pegging? Oh, I love that reaction. Yes. It's exactly what you think. You're going to experience so much shame, but at the same time, you're going to experience so much pleasure that you'll become addicted. Quick question. When are you two supposed to celebrate your anniversary? That, I have a very fun idea for renewing your vows. I can't wait to see how this new marriage is gonna work out. But I am very excited. You'll only get to come when we allow you to. AKA, whenever we fuck your little brains out. That's right. Now we're gonna lock you up in a little chastity cage. Because I don't want you stroking your little clit dick. I know it just wastes all your time on that anyway. So better get ahead of it. Plus, it's better for it to just learn its place and stop working. Because you're never gonna use it again. You're going to live to be dominated, both inside and outside of the bedroom. Which means that your little clit dick is useless. And if you ever piss me off, I'm just going to rip your little balls off and make you a eunuch. Who knows? At one point I might even give you actual tits. Wouldn't that be fun? That I'd love to see them bounce as you're riding my cock. Actually, that gives me a very fun idea. Imagine if I had you sitting on my lap as I pound your tight little ass and spread your legs in front of your wife. As she sees your useless little clit dick flopping about with your tits bouncing up and down as I fuck you senselessly until you come all over yourself like the slutty little bitch you are. Wouldn't that be a turn on? It would really make you look the part. I wonder, though, if it would maybe just be hotter to watch your wife be the one doing the fucking as I watch her breed your tight little ass as she degrades you and insults you for the failure of a man you are. You know, she's normally my cute little submissive, screaming and moaning my name, but imagining her dominating you, putting you in your place, and treating you like the little slut you are, turns me on so fucking much. Although, I'm saying all of this as if we just can't have both things happen. Yes. We could each take turns plowing your ass, breeding you until your cute little brain stops working, until you're left a drooling mess. Begging and begging for us to fuck you harder and harder. I was gonna ask if you were into the idea, but I don't think I need to. That I can see the little tent in your panties. You really are gonna need a chastity cage if you get excited that easily. But for now, I do like seeing how honest your body is. That it knows what it craves. That it knows how much you need to be permanently feminized and fucked like the little slut you are. For your wife and her mistress. Because you were never a man. All you were was just a slut waiting to be exposed. Waiting for your wife to put you in your place. To make you into what you were truly meant to be. Thankfully, she met me. And now, you'll be able to be who you were truly meant to be without having to hold back. So come on. Lift your pretty skirt for us and show us your excitement. Show us how much you desire for us to break you and turn you into our personal little bitch. Good girl, good girl, good girl. I'm so proud of you, Ashley. I'm sure we're gonna have a lot of fun. Tell me, what do you want us to do to you? Come on, be honest. Now we want to hear you loud and clear. Good girl, good girl, good girl. It's decided then. After we get you all styled up tomorrow, we're gonna go buy you that chastity cage. And we're gonna have you pick the strap-on that your wife is going to use to fuck you. You and her can pick it together. After all, it's going to be the dick that takes your virginity. So, I think we should make it special.